From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. Meanwhile, the UN Migration Agency is appealing for nearly $194 million to provide essential aid to 3 million Syrian war victims displaced internally or as refugees in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Nearly 7 years of conflict in Syria has taken a heavy toll. The United Nations reports about 500,000 people have been killed and more than 18.5 million civilians, both inside and outside the war-torn country, are in need of humanitarian assistance. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says it is vital to provide a lifeline to the many displaced who are trying to survive the deteriorating conditions in the country.
Access to primary health care has been drastically reduced inside Syria, while agricultural production has been cut in half compared to 2011 levels.
The UN reports more than 5.5 million Syrians have taken refuge in five neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Turkish government called it extremely worrying the U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year, as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday in a statement this decision shows the U.S. administration's insistence on damaging the grounds for peace by trampling over international law. Vice President Mike Pence told the Israeli parliament last month the move would take place at the end of 2019, but the State Department said Friday it would move it up to May to coincide with Israel's 70th birthday. This is VOA News. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people today after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline was begun. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber on Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people and wounding several others. Islamic State terrorist group claimed to plotted the violence in the capital city. Three bombs exploded Saturday morning in Sitwa, the capital of Myanmar's troubled Rakhine state. One of the explosions injured a police officer, but no other casualties have been reported. Authorities are working to determine who was behind the bombings. All three bombs and three other unexploded devices targeting government offices were seized in Sitwa. After announcing what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea, President Trump on Friday threatened a phase two if the measures aren't effective.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Now, President Trump did not specify what he meant by phase two, but suggested it would be very, very unfortunate for the world, adding, only time will tell. On the issue of gun violence, specifically at U.S. schools, President Trump reemphasized for a third day in a row his belief the teachers should be armed. This comes after last week's shooting in which 17 people were killed and news that some members of law enforcement who were there during the shooting delayed going inside to intervene.
See, a security guard doesn't know the children, doesn't love the children. This man standing outside of the school the other day doesn't love the children, probably doesn't know the children. The teachers love their children. They love their pupils. They love their students. They're doing it also from love. Now, they have to be very adept. I'm not talking about every teacher. I'm talking about a small percentage.
Speaking on behalf of the Democrats this morning, Representative Ted Deutsch, a congressman from Florida, disagreed with the president. He represents the families victimized by last week's shooting.
But thoughts and prayers are not nearly enough. Congress owes them something more. We owe them action. For those who say it's too soon, for those who always say it's too soon to make change, you must live with the knowledge that it is too late for the grieving parents. It's too late for the survivors who will carry this with them forever.
The U.S. Secret Service said a vehicle rammed into a security barrier at the White House yesterday and said the driver was immediately apprehended and arrested. In a statement, the identity of the driver was listed as a 35-year-old woman who was a resident of Tennessee. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.